I'm here with Richard Bell and Mike Sinclair of the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society talking about the upcoming comet. When is this going to be, you know, time-wise, on the 16th and 15th and 16th, and where is it going to be in the sky?
Our event begins on Friday, March 15th, and the comet will be very low in the western sky, like just as soon as the sun sets, you should start looking low in the west. So that's why we've chosen Richland Township Park to hold our event, because it's very open, has a great view of the entire sky and a low horizon, because again, you have to have absolutely a nice, clear western sky to even see this thing.
And so this comet seems like it's yet again one of those things where this could either be spectacular or not so spectacular. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, comets are very unpredictable. They could either suddenly experience a massive outburst and brighten rapidly, which of course is good, or it could just fizzle out, and there's no way to know.
It's all just guesswork. They look at brightness curves. They look at their light curves as they approach from 6-8 months behind us, and they're trying to estimate how bright it's going to be, and they make these kind of reasonable, what they believe is a reasonable prediction, and then about half the time it's not nearly as bright as they predict, and once in a while you get a really bright one out of it. And Pan-STARRS is one of those that they had high hopes early on, and it seems to have kind of faded a little bit. A lot of it, I think, has to do with the position in the sky.
Yeah, I remember they were saying something about it could get up to the brightness of Venus, which would be great.
Those are very early estimates, and they've been kind of pushed aside now. It probably won't get that bright. And it's looking right now, it might be just visible to the naked eye as like maybe just a bright, fuzzy patch in the sky. Maybe with a bit of a tail, it could be longer. But odds are it'll be best with optical aid, with binoculars or a telescope.
So when was the last time this was seen?
The last time this comet was seen? Never. For this comet, this is its first approach to the inner solar system. This comet lived for billions of years in the Oort cloud, which is a spherical collection of possibly trillions of comets, like out to halfway to the nearest star.
Wow.
So this comet's been on its way for a very long time.
After a series of gravitational interactions with outer planets and another cometary-type material, it began to work its way very slowly over time into the inner solar system, and now it's making its first approach inside the orbit of Jupiter. So it's always, anytime you find one of these, it's very exciting, but there's also a hesitation as to how bright these things are really going to be.
Is there anything particularly unique about this comet?
There's nothing too special about it. It's not particularly large. Like Hale-Bopp, which was the bright comet in 1997, that was a pretty good comet. And it was bright for, it was like visible to the naked eye for over a year, which is still a record. But this comet is pretty average.
So will you be able to see this with the naked eye?
We hope so. Like I mentioned earlier, it might just be visible to the naked eye low in the west after sunset. Or, it could be very obvious, or it could fizzle out and never be seen from again.
And
I was going to say, with a good pair of binoculars, you should be able to pick it up without too much difficulty. A small telescope as well. But the bigger telescopes, the field of view tends to be pretty small, so you may not really be able to pick it up clearly with that. But with a good pair of binoculars, it's a decent object. At least it should be a decent object.
And is there anything interesting that you might be able to see with a telescope that you wouldn't be able to see with the naked eye or even with binoculars?
Yeah, because everyone could enjoy Hale-Bopp and Hyakutake. Those are the bright comets in 97 and 96, respectively. And close up, you could just see a lot of detail around the nucleus, like the actual comet, the actual dirty snowball, as we call them. And you definitely get a different view when you see these things up close. You can see a lot more structure in the inner coma, which is the comet's sort of head. And you can even see some filamentary structure in the tail if it has a nice tail.
And one of the examples you could see in Hale-Bopp in 97 was that the leading edge of it, you could see bow shock. You could actually see, it looked like little wave forms in front of it, kind of like a wave, like the little wave shock you get in front of a ship as you're kind of riding on rough water. You could see this kind of form in front of it for probably a good month, month and a half as it approached the inner solar system. That was really spectacular. And astrophotographs showed three distinctive tails in Hale-Bopp. We could see two pretty clearly, but you could actually see a third one that was kind of in between in astrophotographs. And I think that may be one of the things we'll be looking for is what will the pictures reveal as opposed to what the naked eye sees.
And I guess I should ask, what is a comet?
It's basically just a collection of ice and rock that formed in the solar system 4.5 billion years ago, along with the sun and the planets. It's basically a leftover building block of a planet.
Yeah, like a dirty snowball. Carbon dioxide, there's a fair amount of that, a lot of outgassing, which is one reason you see the coma and the tail. Water, they found organic compounds in the tails and around the comas, generally by spectroscopic analysis. Dirt, rock, you name it, it's just a mixture of everything.
Yeah, dirty snowball. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you are holding a public event to watch this comet.
Yes, it'll be on March 15th and March 16th. Although I should mention the comet itself should be at its best starting around March 9th to as late as maybe March 20th or so. But of course, we're going to do our event on March 15th and 16th, which is a Friday and Saturday, which hopefully will be convenient for everyone's work schedule. And we'll basically have a whole array of telescopes and binoculars set up because, again, you can see this thing on your own with your naked eye, but it'll be, you'll have a more grander view of the comet through binoculars and telescopes. So we'll definitely provide that for the public.
Anything else that we should know about this this comet?
Not this comet, but this is just the warm-up.
Yeah, yeah.
The warm-up for?
This is the warm-up for Comet Ison, which will be at its peak, hopefully, in late November and December of this year. And at maximum, the upper limits are this comet will be as bright as the full moon, although it'll be very close to the sun at this time. So we'll be able to see it, and maybe it'll be like a little fuzzy patch near the sun, but of course you should be very careful looking at it like that. You have to kind of maybe block the sun out with a building or something like that. But it'll move into the both morning and evening sky in December, and it might be as bright as Venus then. And this could be the brightest comet in centuries or maybe ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Its orbit brings it a little closer to us as well, and it's got a little different angle going in towards the sun, so it should be spectacular. This is the one we're all kind of warming up for. This is our kind of practice run. It's prior to the World Series. we're just getting a good couple of runs here. Playoffs.
Or at least a rehearsal.
And getting ready for the big one, because I think the one in November, I think Ison's going to be really impressive.
Or it could fizzle out.
Yeah.
Let's hope not.
But
the transit of Venus was very predictable. We knew exactly what we were going to see. Basically the planet moving in front of the sun. The only unknown was the weather. With the comet, there's the weather, there's the comet, everything. We just don't know what's going to happen. The only way to know for sure is to go outside and look for ourselves.
Well, here's hoping, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we'll talk with you about the comet in November when it comes up. So
looking forward to that. Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. And if you could just say your names and what you do for the organization.
Yep. I'm Richard Bell. I am the president of the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society.
I'm Mike Sinclair, and past president with the society.
All right. Thanks.